Imagine you put a post out on Instagram and it went gangbusters. Imagine it got, I'm reading out some real stats here, 185 shares, 242 saves, 108 likes, 29 comments, and tons of people coming to your page, following you, over 70 followers. Imagine if a post did that. Well, that's exactly what happened to my co-creation design club clients, Vicky and Chloe. They run a Pilates kind of coaching business, a Pilates studio coaching business, and they put up this post that was just a boring old pie chart, but we worked on designing it together in the club and it went absolutely bananas, and I want to kind of show you why. And so I asked Vicky and Chloe to jump onto the podcast with me, and they share the thinking that went into this post, kind of the way that they structured it, and why they think it did as well as it did. Plus, we get to share how we kind of utilized design to make sure that it also did well. Vicky and Chloe also share their experience of joining me in the Co-Creation Design Club, and it is really, they almost made me tear up of some of the things that they said of how supported they felt and how they got to work through things. And if you don't know, the Co-Creation Design Club is pretty much a program where I co-create with business owners. They come in and I kind of act as their creative director. They have an idea and I help them to bring it to life. Well, they've done this really cool thing that they talk about, a t-shirt design that we worked on, and they brought in a great design and I was able to make sure it's actually good for print and is actually going to work on a t-shirt and all these things that is just hard to think about when you're an everyday business owner. And so I can't wait to share with you their experience of the club. And if you are listening to this before November 25th, 2025, we are actually on sale. So make sure you jump in and find out more about the club if it sounds like the dream for you and your business in this season. Just head to whitedeer.com.au/club and you can find out more there. And so if you don't know Vicky and Chloe, here is a little bit about them before we dive in. Chloe and Vicky are the co-founders of The Movement Perspective and the powerhouse duo behind Studio Mastery Method, a six-month mastermind helping female boutique Pilates studio owners add 10K plus in monthly revenue, fill their classes on repeat, and finally pay themselves without burning out. After building their own six-figure studio, Breathe Pilates Studio, they now teach others how to do the same with simple systems, smart strategy, and a whole lot of fun. You're going to experience that in today's episode. Welcome to Seriously in Business, the podcast for all things branding, design, marketing, and business strategy for your small business. I'm your host, Jackie Naunton, pro graphic designer and coach at White Deer Graphic Design. This podcast is for small business owners who love to have fun and take their business seriously. We'll be diving into DIY graphic design and the crucial role that it plays in building a successful business, business that is not only your passion, but is taken seriously by the world. You'll also learn key branding insights from yours truly, as well as gleaning marketing strategy and business advice from guest industry experts. I've supported hundreds, if not thousands, of women over the last 10 years to transform their brand and design, and in doing so, helping them to build successful and sustainable businesses while living the life they love. And today, I get to help you do the same. Join us every week for a new episode to fuel you with inspiration, equip you to thrive, and to get you looking seriously in business. Let's dive in. Thank you, Chloe and Vicky, for joining me on the podcast. How are we doing?
Yeah, pretty good, thank you.
That is good. I'm really excited to have a chat with you guys today because I've been doing some club interviews, and what I wanted to talk with you guys about is that incredible post that you did a couple of weeks ago, which, like, I played a little part, but obviously you were the main part in creating the incredible content that came behind that and the incredible business that it got posted to. But I love how all of those different pieces get to work together. And so I'd love to pick your brain on, I guess, how you got to having this really cool idea for a post, how you started designing it yourself, what roadblocks you had, and then where I was able to help you after that. And then obviously we'll go through after that into some of the results that happened because of doing a really great and strategic Instagram post.
Cool. Okay. Well, so the post we're talking about is one where we wanted to give some statistics, and in just saying that, it sounds boring.
Right?
So that was the first thing. So we run a coaching business for Pilates studios specifically, and we were asked this coaching question about membership breakdowns, like what were the most popular, what had we seen? Because our studio has been running, it's about to turn 10, big birthday happening this, no, tomorrow's November, in November. So we wanted to use those stats, but I was like, how can we make this interesting? So I knew I wanted to do a pie chart, and I knew that Canva had that option that I could do it. So I started plugging in my data, and I was presented with a very boring pie chart. And I was like, oh, this is a little not so fun. And luckily, as part of the design club, you run on those Tuesdays, we get the opportunity to come in and be that help. And I really didn't know how much help you would be able to give, because stats,
it's a pie chart.
Yeah, exactly. And so we had our colors, which you'd helped us draw out like a wider palette, which has been so, so helpful for our landing pages, for so much, like Chloe does most of the landing pages. Just being able to have that depth now has made all of it look so much more alive.
Yeah. So like the landing pages, like pre-building out that color palette and post, like worlds of difference. It's amazing how much like color and having a cohesive color palette that's more than like just two colors helps.
Yeah, it's been brilliant. So we pulled the colors in and then I kind of went, can you help me? And I think you said, okay, how can we make this pie chart look anything? So on that call, you helped me a lot with mapping things out and just pulling out and placing on different fonts to make it look fun, almost as if you were drawing onto it. And then even just using the arrows in more of a, instead of just like sort of naming and labeling each section of the pie chart, just having this sort of curved arrow to add a bit of play to it and almost movement to it, made it, I think, so much more visually interesting, and a big solid, obviously, title in the middle. So yeah, was a lot happier with that. It started to look a lot more interesting. Why would I stop on that? But I thought it did need to be combined with some kind of introduction into that. I don't know how it would have gone if it was a singular post. Just
I reckon you should try that sometime. Like do a test, like post it again in like test. 3 months' time and like put the pie chart first and be like, will this take off or do people need that introduction?
So, with the intro, again, using, because one of the things that being part of the club, you throw out these templates, which are really, really helpful. So there was this kind of plain graphic template that I then used, pulling then some of the most vibrant colors from the pie chart, but a different background color. So I kind of like that juxtaposition of that. And I knew like to lure our audience in, so our audience is all our Pilates studio owners, that in our industry, there's not really often somebody that's going to be completely transparent with figures, and we would love to know. And we're kind of playful in how we do share things. So in that front page, that first slide, it just said, as a Pilates studio owner, so calling out who it was that we were talking to, have you ever wondered what membership performance really looks like inside another studio? And then I added to that in not bold, so it, again, it, you, I know you talk a lot about how you put hierarchy into your post, so you want them to read that part and then the next bit underneath, taking the bold off, and I put, I mean, really get to have a good sticky beak, because if we were talking normally, that's what we would say. Wouldn't that be awesome? And I feel like that was just the right amount of tease that they're like, yeah, I want to have a look, and then they swipe and then they get that. And it has done so well. We finished it off with a coaching piece. So the third slide, so it was only three slides. The third slide then talked about the results and why, yes, there's a standout for the two that were the most popular, but why we've introduced this other one and how amazing it's been and why we recommend that to all studios. So there was a coaching purpose behind it as well. So I think the combination was good, but I would have had nothing other than the most boring slide ever had you not intervened.
I mean, you made a really great start, and I love that. And I love the strategy behind everything that you did, and like combining, I'm so proud of you for just combining those other things that you've learned from me, like the hierarchy and stealing the other random template that you had and using those brand colors we worked on and putting like all of that together was like so many different puzzle pieces that we'd created in the past or you'd thought through in the past and putting them together to create this really great post. And so could you now unveil what are some of the final stats of that post that and how it ended up performing? Because it's kind of, I remember you kept on messaging like, Jackie, now it's this, Jackie, now it's
Yeah,
this, Jackie, now it's this. And it
I
was
was a
so cool to
little bit
watch.
excited. So yes, Jackie did then get quite a few
Never mad about
updates.
it.
So thank you. So yeah, I'm just looking down at my phone there, and so currently, as of today, so this was posted on the 9th of October, and I like to do most of our posts like first thing in the morning, so around 6 a.m. on the 9th of October. And I'm currently sitting at 28,000 views, so 28,556 views, which is the most views we've ever had for our carousel post, and has outperformed so many of our reels as well. And it's a huge bias on non-followers, which is amazing for them
That's the
picking
dream.
up new clients. So it's actually got 89% of those are non-followers, which is amazing. So normally they say do a reel if you would like to reach non-followers. So I was really chuffed with that. So it's got 108 likes, 29 comments, 185 sends or shares if you want to call it that, a repost, and 242 saves. So I thought that that was pretty good.
Very good.
I thought that was pretty good. Yeah, no,
Yeah.
that's incredible. And like those could all be warm people now just ready and waiting to purchase from you guys and building that trust with you and showing off your expertise. Like that's a huge amount of connection. 89% of non-followers. It's absolutely bananas.
Yeah, and I like as well, like when you go through, I've started to become a bit of a data nerd. So as you scroll down through the stats, I love that it actually gives you then when somebody's liked your post as well. So you can look through the slides and you can see which slide. So that pie
Yes.
chart slide got 34 of those likes. So the front slide did get 43. And then the last few were in that back slide. But then it also shows me profile activity. So again, if we're talking like business-wise, it's all well and good posting out all this content again and again and again, but if it's not actually turning followers into clients, you know, what are we doing? And sometimes we'll get hits and misses. But thankfully, this one had 394 profile visits, which for us, again, is brilliant, so good. And we've had 71 follows just purely from this post alone, which, again, I was pretty happy with.
Yeah, just one little post. And like you would hope that it would have done well without the pretty graphic, but I have a feeling that that prettiness had a role to play in connecting with people and setting up as a professional. Like if your post just looked like a little bit like amateur, it'd be like, oh yeah, this is good information, but I love that that was able to be combined with your really great strategy of yeah, knowing that your industry would love to see the behind the scenes stuff and like get behind the curtain and then utilizing that to kind of yeah, build that traction is such a clever way of doing it. And those stats are incredible.
Yeah, I was really happy, and I know that at the start when we joined your program, that was something that we worked through is you know, how do you build out brand, and how do we pull out our brand voice as well and our brand identity more so than just the colors, because obviously the colors are amazing, but I think because you knew our brand's personality and the fact that we do want to be bold and we do want to also be playful and fun, but we're super serious about, you know, the content part. All of that came into the making of that picture, because there was play in the arrows that showed movement. We work with Pilates, it's movement. So it was all like, yeah, how can you make a pie chart exciting? Somehow we managed, so thank
We did it. We did it and nailed it. And now you've got this little template that you can now use over and over again and do
Yes.
some more tests and
And
see what results.
we have taken that exact template, and then we've put new data in it for something else that we think would be interesting for our clients. So I'm testing that one as well. And it all comes into it, like all the different things, like when you post it, trending audios, that sort of thing. For some reason, Instagram was doing this beautiful glitch moment that when it likes to do the update. So my second one, same format, didn't have the audio. It, for some reason, it will not stick the audio to that one. And the insights are different. I mean, it's still climbing. It's still doing pretty well. So that one only posted a couple of days ago, but it's still on 1,700 views already. So
pretty good.
Yeah, I will continue to use that template sporadically through.
Yeah.
For sure.
And it seems like Instagram posts are notorious for being short lifespan, whereas I feel like these ones, they're somehow doing. Can you see on your post stats how people discovered it? Was it a lot of explore feed?
Oh yes, sorry, I can tell you that. So on the original one, so top sources of views. So we've got 85% were feed.
Yeah.
So it's come through feed, 7% from profile.
Yeah.
The explore page, 6.6.
Yeah, cool. That's pretty good.
Yeah. So I was interested in that because Instagram have changed now. Not it's still rolling out, which hence some more glitches. But they've changed the, you know how your feed now, you can have your feed and then you swipe across to Reels and then you swipe across. I wondered if then we would start to see a decrease in how carousels perform, because we've been finding that carousels are going nuts at the moment. So I've been using a lot of your template and from the club and putting like our picture, like a raw picture, and then having that template and editing it on the desktop has been so helpful and saves so much time. But yeah, I really did think that would that affect the discoverability? But yeah, that tells you there that it's still
not yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like such a thing of like people are like, oh, what works? And you can't always know what works. You just got to do exactly what you're doing of trying things and testing things and doing more of what works and seeing kind of what
so
happens.
So this post, if I look at views over time, since posting now, we're coming to November, it's still on an incline. So it's still going up. It hasn't plateaued or gone down yet. So that's exciting.
So exciting. I can't believe that. That's really strange for an Instagram post. So that's really cool. Okay. And so we've done that Instagram post. You mentioned we did your colors and you've been using some templates. What else have we created with together in the club?
Well, as I mentioned, we've got the coaching business, but then there's also the studio in Perth, WA, which is Chloe's baby, and I get to come along for the ride. But yeah, 10 years, massive, massive milestone on the 30th of November. So I said to Chloe, I was like, can we do a t-shirt? Can we do some kind of special edition t-shirt? Yeah.
Like, what do you think about a limited edition tee? And I was like, I love it. However, I am not the creative one. I am not the artsy one. So if you would like to take this project by the reins and create the design, I am so for it.
So you really helped with that as well. So we had like an initial concept and mapped it out, and then I said, Jackie, what do you think, could this work? Because we've never designed something that then's gone to print. We've normally had the printers have set that up, and that's been part of the design that we have paid for. So it's really nice to have a hand in and know that we designed it. And I think you came along and you just changed, what did you change for me so that it would show on the print? Like the outlines and things, was it?
Yeah, like there was just like you did such a great design. Like it was so many things going right for it. And so it was just about me just fine tuning a couple of last things and tweaking things to make sure they were vector files and make sure that things were the same thicknesses.
That's
and
it.
Make sure
That's
things were large
that.
Enough and deleted in the right spots and in a nice kind of shape. And it was really cool to see that really cool and clever idea that you'd done that is totally going to be a vibe and people are going to love to purchase in that 10 year celebration.
Oh, it will be 31 time, but not
in 20 more years. And so, yeah, it was cool to be able to take that and like just make sure that it was definitely print ready, because if you had sent that to the print, they would have been like, oh, this isn't quite right, and they probably would have charged you for it, and it was a whole thing. Whereas you got to fully put your hand in, and I got to fully just make sure it was perfect, and then you've got this whole beautiful, I cannot wait to see it.
Yes,
we're so
I will have to
excited.
Show
I can't
you.
Wait to, yeah.
It's good.
Take some
And
cute
Chloe's
pictures.
also taken the same, that same file that we created, and is getting tote bags done as well
Cute.
from a different provider. So they're going to look amazing. Very, very excited. So I was very happy about that. And also on the front, we wanted to have a, like Breathe Pilates is the name of the studio. We wanted to have that in a heart, but I couldn't work out how to make that happen on Canva. And again, this is where you guys and your designers stepped in to actually help create that, so that we could then have that as the appropriate file to then send to the print team. To
Yeah, because
the
there's some things that you just can't do on Canva, and that was one of them. And so that's where my team can just be like, cool, let's do that bit for you. You can't do that in Canva, but I see the vision. We'll make that work and then import it back into Canva. So you still have that file that you can play with. And then it's all, yeah. It was a dream. And again, I can't wait to see what it looks like. The breathing, there were so many great ideas that you had. I love that you had the ability to be able to outwork it and actually create it as well.
Yeah, very excited. But no, thank you. Thank you
It's
very
been
much.
such a pleasure to have you. If you were talking to someone, another business owner who is like, I'm not sure if I should join the club or not. Like, what's it really gonna, like, why would I do that? Is there any kind of advice or encouragement you might give to someone?
I would say that for those that don't know Jackie, Jackie is incredibly giving. There is so much. She just is almost desperate for you to get the most out of Canva. Like, if there's a way she could come and grab your hand and go, come with me and I will show you and I'll help you. There's so much support. And I really loved the way that I was encouraged to play with the colors and with elements. I'm still being pushed in to use the elements. I'm not as good with that. So there's this loving, like, come on, Vicky, you could try one. I love the branding work and having that document where we can paste things in, and how easy it is then for me to share designs with you and for you to come back and give feedback. And then also the flexibility for me to jump in when we have time, because obviously running two businesses, it's the same for any business owner. You're busy, there's time and there's priorities, but I love the fact that I can jump in there anytime and I can go and watch a video, or I can catch up with the latest template that you've released, see like how will that work for me. And now that we've got that document that we've built out for our branding, so we've got our colors, we've got our elements, we've got our fonts, it means that when a template comes up, I can so easily transfer across, and it saves so much time of wondering, you know, how could I lay this out and what can I do. And then there's your support on those calls where we can come to you with a project and say, this is my vision, or this is what I'm working on, how can you help? So I would say the support is massive, and I've really enjoyed it, and I could get into it even more. There's so much there to use.
I love that. You nearly made me tear up. So thank you for sharing such kind words. I really, really appreciate it. And it's been an absolute joy to have you guys in there. And I love that you have two businesses. We have people with three businesses. We have people with one business, two businesses. It's like, bring all of you and get the support wherever you need it. And exactly like you said, like, you kind of dip in and dip out. Like, business is such, I tell people all the time this, that the program, actually, it's a 6-month program now, or you can join ongoing. It used to be like, I think it started out as an 8-week program maybe, and that was it. And so I pretty much kept the same price point, but spread it over 6 months. So it was a lot more supportive to those ebbs and flows of business. You're like, you know, 1 week or 3 weeks, you're like going hard at it, and then you're like, ah, and then you stop for a month or two, and then you jump back in. And so it's totally meant to be exactly the way that you're using it. So I love that it's feeling supportive for you in that.
Yeah, I know. Also, I'll just shout out to Kristen as well. When I haven't jumped in, when I have been absent, there's been a gentle kind of check-in after a couple of weeks, like, how you doing? Like, is everything okay? And that's really lovely. That is nice to know that you haven't just been brought into a program and like off you go. you sort yourself out. But that it's not, you know, too like, you must show up, do this and do it. Yeah. So I think you've struck a really nice balance there.
I'm relieved to hear that. It's so hard to find the right balance. So I'm glad that you're feeling the exact balance that we'd like to communicate. So I love that. Thank you for sharing that. And obviously you guys have an incredible business of your own that helps business owners. Could you share more about what you do and who you're wonderful at serving?
Yeah. Chloe, how do you want to share?
Sure, I could share. Apologies for the sound of my voice. I'm a little bit under the weather today, hence why Vicky's done most of the talking. So as Vicky shared, we obviously own and operate our own Pilates studio that's been going for almost 10 years. And sort of as a byproduct of that, we've launched a couple of years ago a coaching business called The Movement Perspective, where we help and support fellow Pilates studio owners to grow and scale their businesses, you know, automate their systems, get better lead quality, help with conversions, all the ins and outs. We don't gatekeep anything. We share everything that we're doing behind the scenes, everything that we're learning. It's a really kind of collaborative space. It is a mastermind model, the program. It runs for 6 months. And we just love it so much. We're really finding that after so many years in the industry, finding support that's very niche and specific to the Pilates industry was difficult to come across. And so we were just sort of found, yeah, this beautiful kind of space in the market that we felt like we could really fulfill. And it's been amazing. Anything I've missed there, Vicky?
No, not at all. Not at all. We love it. I mean, like Jackie, when you're that lit up about what yes. you've got and like, you know, how much you can help somebody, it's almost not work. It's almost like you get to hang out, share, and impart your wisdom for somebody else to run with. So it's exciting. We love it.
Yeah, it's so good. It's lovely watching you guys, yeah, and the passion you have for what you do. And you do such a great job. If someone is a Pilates studio owner and would like to work with you guys, how do we, or how even do we stalk your best performing Instagram post? How do we find you?
Yes, you can check out this best performing Instagram post at The Movement Perspective. So if you go onto Instagram, it's the.movement.perspective.
Beautiful. So hit the ladies up there. I'm sure all the other links that you might need are there and also in the show notes, so you can check it out there. Thank you so much for joining me, wonderful humans. It's been a pleasure, and it's obviously such a pleasure to have you in the club as well. So thank you for sharing your wisdom and behind the scenes of that incredible post.
No worries. Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Jackie.
So thank you for joining Chloe, Vicky and I for that episode. I hope you found it inspiring. I hope that you're encouraged to keep on giving Instagram a whirl. I know that it can be really disheartening sometimes, but when we have the support, when we have the strategy and when we're okay to test and to get things wrong and to get things right, then that's where the magic really happens. And if you are feeling like you would love the support that Vicky and Chloe have inside the club right now, I would love to have you. I'm recording this early. We may have run out of places, but if we still have places, make sure that you apply. I will have a chat with you. We can work out if you are the right fit for the club, and I would very much love to have you inside. Support you and your business to enjoy Canva, to utilize design strategically for your business so you can grow and scale your business like you dream. All right, that's all from me. I will see you next week for another episode. Bye. Well, that is not the end. If you'd like to keep hanging out, join me over on Instagram at whitedeargd, and you can see all sorts of tips, updates, and more there. Or you can head to my website at whitedear.com.au for more. See you next week.